We begin the current daf Masechtas Nida daf Lamed Tes. Begin on the bottom line of Lamed Ches Mabez, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnayos regarding the laws of Ziva, as we were describing them as they relate to the law of Makasha. We were saying when a woman is in childbirth, that blood will suspend is on the birth, not regarding the blood that she showed for 3 days in the days of Ziva. Now that our Mishnah introduces the generic halacha, Kol Achad Asar Yom. All 11 days after the days of Nida, a woman is becheskes tahara. She's in a state of presumed purity. The Gemara is going to explain for what halachic relevancy does it have, and that's what Nida. Nida is that the days when we expect the menstrual cycle to some extent. Days of Ziva we don't, and therefore it's after 18 days, which is the 7 days of Nida and 11 days of Ziva, that's when there's different halachas, but we don't suspect a woman to have blood at that time. Now, continues the Gemara on the top, the Mishnah on top of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, which, as the Gemara is going to explain, this is going on all women. It's not going on the previous case regarding Yemei Ziva. In general, Yashva lo v'lo batka, if a woman was sitting and she didn't inspect herself to see if she is dam or not, Shagaga, by mistake, Nensa, due to some extreme external circumstance, or Hazida, or even deliberately, v'lo batka, she didn't check herself, so then Tahara, then we presume her to be Tar. We don't presume her to be Tamei. Let's say it reached the time of her expected period and she didn't check. I raise her to Tamei, then she is considered Tamei because of what's called the guess comes at its time. We know she always gets it at this day, on day 30, whatever it is, and she didn't check. We presume her actually to be Tamei. Now, Remeir, he says, but if the woman was in hiding in a cave because of robbers or bandits or troops, Hegiyashas Vesta, and even if it reached the time of her expected period, V'loy Batka, and she didn't check. Harezu Tar is still she's going to be considered Tar. Why? Because although the blood generally comes at this time, but the fear that she's in, that actually removes and holds back the blood, and therefore she's not expected to have a period, even though it's by the Shas Aves, because of the fear that she's in at that moment. Now, but going back to the halacha that we said that we don't presume a woman or a person to be in the state of Tumah, of the Mehazav, but the male, when he's a Zav, in his 7 days of counting of clean days, or v'hazava, same thing as regarding the woman who became a zava, or v'shemer siyam k'neged yayim, which is even if, let's say, she only saw 1 day within those 11 days of Yemei Ziva, and so she has to count 1 day of Tahara. But once by these three types of cases, where, so to speak, the fountain, the spring has opened up, and the person has seen Dam, so even though it's within the 11 days, when we don't expect, which we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, we presume b'cheskes tahara, harei elu b'cheskes tuma. These individuals are in a chazaka, in the presumed state of tuma, because the zav, the zava, these are individuals who, or even the shemer siyaim, these are individuals who the source has opened already. So even though they're in their clean days now, but they're not out of the smoke yet, and therefore we presume them to be in the state of tuma. Now the Gemara first asks, l'mai hilchasa? With this that we said in the opening halacha of the Mishnah, that in the 11 days of Ziva, a woman is presumed to be tar, for what halachic relevancy was that said? So the Gemara brings a few different interpretations. Some Rabbi Yehuda says, Leimer, she'ina tzricha bedika. It's to say that, although we said in the first paragraph of Yeralf and Aleph, that a woman has to do, who's dealing with taras, inspect herself internally in the morning and the evening to make sure that she's tar, but in the days of Ziva, we presume her to be tar. She does not have to do bedika in the morning and the evening. When the days of Ziva pass, when it's already 18 days since her last period, which is 7 days of Nida and 11 days of Ziva, after that, then she has to check, as we said in the first paragraph. Now, the Gemara asks in this interpretation, but Manikatani Seifa, but the next words of in our Mishnah, which is in the top of her Amud, says, Yashva V'loy Batka, if she sat and she didn't check, which sounds like after the fact, okay, then we'll say she's tar. But that seems to refute this exact interpretation. That sounds like, but initially, that the woman does have to do a bedika. Because as Rashi explains, the Gemara who is asking this question right now presumes that when Yashva, this halacha, was going on the case right before that of during the 11 days of Ziva. To which the Gemara answers, as we had explained in the Mishnah, that no, Seifa Son Lemei Nida. This next part of the halacha of the Mishnah was talking about the days when she's fit to be in Nida, meaning after the 11 days between Nida and Nida, meaning more than 18 days since her last period. And this is what the Mishnah is saying. Kol Yoralev Becheskes Tar. All 11 days, we presume her to be Tar, which again, we presume that all the blood when she was menstruating was already gone and it's already left. And therefore, like the first interpretation said, V'le Boy Badika. No, she doesn't have to do inspection when she's dealing with Taharis in those 11 days. But that's where the Mishnah continues, Avo B'mei Nidasa. But after those 11 days, when it's already fit for her to have new menstrual blood again, then Boy Badika, then she has to do Badika initially. But that's what the Mishnah continues. Yash v'lei bodka. If she sat and she didn't do a bedika, shagaga, nensa, hazida, whether it was by mistake, deliberately, or beyond her control, v'lei bodka, she didn't do a bedika, then after the fact, then tarish is going to be tar. But that's what the Mishnah continued even further and says, but if it came to the time of her set period, what's called ves kavu, and she didn't check, then for sure she's going to be tamei, because we presume that the blood came on that expected period. But in the days of nida, when it's possible, and it's now likely, when it's more common, that after the fact, that initially bedika is required, but after the fact would be tar. That's one interpretation of what the opening halacha of the Mishnah was. Chizdame says a different interpretation. He says, no, Loit Tzricha, we didn't need this that the Mishnah opened up by saying that all 11 days is Becheskes Tahara. El Remeir, it was necessary for Remeir who recorded the end of the first parak in the Gemara. The Amar, he said, Isha Shein Levesis, a woman who does not have a set period, Asur L'Shamish, is forbidden to have marital relations. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to explain. Hanamil B'mei Nidasa, that's only during the days of Nida, meaning when, again, it's likely that the menstrual period would become. But in the 11 days post-Nida, in those days of Ziva, Becheskes Tahara Kaima, that's what Mishnah is saying, that no, she's in presumed state of Tahara, and then she's allowed to have marital relations, even though she doesn't have a set period, because then it's not likely for her to see Dam. But in that, if that's the case, if that's the interpretation of our Mishnah, then Amayam Remeir, why did Remeir say that such a woman who does not have a set period, should divorce his wife and never remarry her? Why? All those 11 days of Ziva, he's allowed to have marital relations. Says the Gemara, yeah, but Bedilma Asya Likalkul B'mei Nida. He might get ruined during the days of Nida, meaning in post those 11 days, in the days when it's fit for her to become a Nida, it's forbidden to have relations, because then she might get ruined. It's for that purpose that he was saying that, okay, we don't want to get involved in this type of situation, because although she's not an expected period, but we don't know, she don't know when it is, and therefore, because of those days of possible Yemei Nida, that's why he said, Yetiv Le'achzei Lamas. But the Gemara continues to ask, Habaniktani Seifa, but our Mishnah continued and said, Hegiyash Hazvest of Leibatka, if it reached the time of her period and she didn't check, okay, then we say what's called Oyech Bezmanibo. We know for sure there was Dam over here, it's totally expected, and then she's going to be Tame. But Machlab, but the inference obviously is that the case we're talking about is the Isha Shiesh Levest is a skin. Obviously, we're talking about a woman that does have a set period. We're saying the days of Ziva, no problem. When you already reach post those 18 days of period and you what's called you may need them, okay, initially, yeah, check, you didn't, fine. Oh, when you reach the actual set period, oh, then it's already, for sure, we presume. So we're talking about a woman that has a vest. How could say that our Mishnah, it's for a mayor in the case of when she doesn't have a vest? Says Gemara, no, it's not difficult. The chasur mechster b'chiktani. That word's missing in our Mishnah, and this is what it's supposed to say. Kol yud alef b'cheskes tar v'shari l'bayla. All 11 days of what's called the days of Ziva, she's presumed to be tar, and she's permitted to have relations with her husband. Ubimeini dasur, but... And again, in those post 18 days, even though it's not the time of she doesn't have a set period, but in the days of Nida, after those 18 days, then she's forbidden. Because that's what we said, with Cheshirin Lekakul over there. Because we don't know when the period's going to come. Now, that's what the Mishnah is saying, but these words are missing. When did we say this halacha? By a woman that doesn't have a set period. But if she has a set period, then actually Mutaris, then she is permitted to have relations with her husband during the Yemei Nida, meaning post 18 days since her last period. But she has to do an internal inspection. Now, Yashva Lebatka, if she didn't do an inspection, so Shagaga, Nensa, Hazid Lebatka, whether it's by mistake or it's beyond her control or deliberately she didn't check, okay, after the fact, Tarashim Mutar. Hegiyashas Vesta Lebatka, if it reached the time of her set period, because we're going in the Mehmed Vamurim, that we're talking about a woman who even has a set period, but Lebatkin, she didn't check, then to me, then she's going to be Tameh. The Gemara continues asking this interpretation. But Haman, the Sefer, Remeir, this is all in the time that come of our Mishnah. From the fact that the Sefer, the Mishnah, quotes Remeir Oimer, so obviously, Reisha Lav Remeir, how could you say the Halach of a Mishnah is in Remeir when that time that come is obviously not Remeir? So the Gemara, no, Kul Remeir, he Vahachakama. No, the whole Mishnah is Remeir, and this is what the Mishnah was saying. The Reisha of the Mishnah, the first opinion quoted, was saying, towards the last part of the halachas, if the woman was not hiding in the cave, which was this last halacha we quoted, and it came the time of a period, but Leibatkin shouldn't check, then to me, because again, what's called Oyech Bezmane, but we expect that the blood came at the time of the Ves Kavua. He says, Im Hoysa B'machve, if she was hiding in the cave, Vigiyashas Vesta, and it came the time of a vest, Voloi Bodka, and she didn't check, then Tahira. Shecharad Masalekis Adam, because then the fear is what removes the blood. But the inference is, which was what the previous Mishnah, part of the Mishnah, which is all Remeir, was saying, but if the time of a vest came, and she was not hiding in the cave, then she will be Tame, so it's all Remeir. It's not a different opinion. It's Sher Remeir Oimer, where he says it's only if she was hiding, then it removes the blood, but if not, then we're going to say that she's definitely Tame. Third interpretation, Rav Amar, he says that this that the Mishnah had to tell us that all 11 days of Yimei Ziva that she's Becheskes Tara is Lemes to say that if she does have an emission, she does have blood in those days, She'ein Metamim Eisleis, that it's not going to contaminate what she had touched in the previous 24 hours, because no, we presume that she's removed from blood in these 11 days. We're not expecting a period. She does, we'll say it happened right now. So although generally we say, as we quoted in the beginning of Masechta, regarding Halacha, the Metamim Eis Li Eis, we don't know, okay, it could have been here. But this woman, no, we presume it wasn't here until we actually see that it is. On this Halacha, on this interpretation, Meisiv, the Gemara is from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Hanida, the menstruating woman, in other words, a woman who sees down. So then, as the Braisa is going to quote, all these women, they contaminate from the previous 24 hours, from the moment when she started seeing her down. And the same thing applies, V'hazava, and V'ashmer Sim Keneged Yoyim. In other words, if a woman sees within the 11 days, whether she sees for 3 days straight, which makes her into a Zava, or whether she only sees for 1 day, when then she's only Shemir Sem, she has to only safeguard 1 day of Tara, still, either one of these women are going to contaminate what they touched the previous 24 hours from the first moment that they saw Dam. And Vahayeledah, so to a woman that gave birth, where when blood comes out, when the uterus opens, Kulon Metamas Me'es Lies, all of them are going to contaminate what they touched in the previous 24 hours from the first read that they had. So you see clearly that the Zava is Mitamim Me'es Li'es. So the Gemara Tuyufta, this is obviously a refutation of this third interpretation of Rava, because you see clearly that the Zava is Mitamim Me'es Li'es. You don't say the Beches Kestar that it's not Mitamim Me'es Li'es. It obviously is. Fourth interpretation of Huna Barchia Amar Shmuel, he says the name of Shmuel, to explain another interpretation for the Halacha of a Mishnah, says, what are we saying that's Beches Kestar? It's Loi Mitzasei She'in Kavaz Laves B'techi Me'zi Vasa. That even if she does see Dam, and yes, it will be Mitam Me'es Li'es, but she's not going to create a period during these days of Ziva. So for example, let's say a woman saw three times, which that's what creates a Chazaka, which creates a set period, from every 15 days. So that's not going to be a vest regarding, let's say, the halacha, what's called dayashaita. When there's a set period, we say, okay, we're only expecting it then. Or if, let's say, that if a woman doesn't check herself on the vest kavuah, we're automatically expecting her to be tamei. No. If a woman has a period every 15 days, ultimately, it's happening during the days of Ziva. And the whole time, because the days of Ziva are until after 18 days from when she got her first period. Here, we're seeing every 15 days, it's falling out during the days of Ziva. So therefore, that's what Shmuel says, that's what our Mishnah is saying in Becheskes Tara, that although she's got a period, but we're not going to consider it, even though three times in a row, it's not going to make a Ves Kavua, it's not going to make a set period, because these days we don't expect it. So though that she did see, it's not going to make a Ves Kavua. Now, Amar Rav Yosef, he said, Leishmili Hoshmaitz, he says, I didn't hear this interpretation of Shmuel. Now, because Rav Yosef was a student of Rav Yehuda, who was a student of Rav and Shmuel. Now, Rav Yosef became ill, and he forgot his learning. And when he heard this teaching of Rav and Shmuel, and he didn't recall it, he was wondering, he says, am I not a student of Yehuda? And Rav Yehuda didn't tell it to me if this was a teaching of his Rebbe Shmuel. But Abaya, as the Gemara brings elsewhere in Shas, like in the Dharm Daf Memalav Manav, he was a student of Rav Yisim. He would remind him that he did hear this teaching. Amle Abaya said to Rav Yisim, At Amrit Nhalon, you told us this teaching of Shmuel before you became ill, Vaho Amrit Lan. And it was on this Mishnah, later on, the Samach Gimel Mabez, that you told us this interpretation in the name of Shmuel, that a woman does not create a said period of Ves Kavua during if it falls out in the days of Ziva. The Mishnah says as follows. If a woman was accustomed lias roi yom tezvav to see every 15 days, which, as we're going to explain, it means the 15th day from mikvah, which is after the 7 days of nida. So that's more than 15 days from the last period. It's 15 days from mikvah. That's what we're going to explain. Now, but she saw every 15 days. So that was her set period. We expect every 15th day for her to have, and that makes a ves kavua with all its ramifications. Now, Vishinsa, but then she changed her period, Luyam Chav, one time, instead of seeing day 15, she saw day 20. Says the Mishnah, Zevez Asur and Lashamish. Now, both days are forbidden to have relations on, because again, on the vest, we expect, since it came last time, that time, that the blood should come again this time. Now, we don't have to say that because every 15th day, she skipped day 15, instead she saw it on day 20. So we don't have to say that the previous 15th was forbidden, because again, that whole 15th day, we're waiting to see, and that's the halacha, that a man is obligated to separate from his wife near the time of the expected period. So of course, that day 15th was forbidden. And we don't have to say that the day 20, when she actually saw the dam, that she's forbidden because she's actually in nida. Rather, what the Mishnah is coming to tell us is that the next time around when she reaches day 15, she's forbidden to have marital relations, because that is the day of her vest, of her expected period, because she only skipped it and missed it one time. And a vest, what's called a vest kavua, an established period after three times being the same time, that doesn't get uprooted less than three times not being on that day. Now, additionally, when she reaches day 20 from the last time that she saw, she's also going to be forbidden to have relations, because maybe she's creating a new pattern, a new vest, from every 20 days, because last time she saw on day 20. So therefore, she has to be forbidden on both next, on her calendar, on the next day 15 and day 20. Which again, there's these two types of this, the Yom L'Chaydish, the day of the month, and there's also what seems from Rashi, the gaps, the gap from the last time, that's a vest also. So continues the Mishnah, and Shinsa Pamayim L'Yom Chaf. Let's say it did this two times. Instead, although she was always saying every 15th day, now she was seeing two times that instead of seeing day 15, she saw only the 20th day. Still, Sefez Asurin. Both day 15 and day 20 that come after that are going to be forbidden. Now, the third time if she saw day 20, then actually day 15 becomes permitted, and now she created a new vest kavua, which she saw three times in a row, day 20. But that was the Mishnah. Says Abai to Rabbi Yosef, Amrat lo na lo, you said to us regarding this Mishnah, that Amr Behuda Amar Shmuel, lo yishanu, we didn't learn that day 15 could be her said period that the Mishnah is coming to describe, that you need three times to uproot it, let's say to day 20. That's Ella, that's only if she was accustomed to be seeing Tezvav Letvilasa, day 15 from when she immersed in the mikvah after the 7 days of Nida, then after mikvah she saw 15 days later, Shein Chav Beis L'Riyasa, which is day 22 from when she had her period, where that's already finished with the days of Zayv, which is after 18 days. She's already 4 days into the days of Nida, when it's already appropriate for her to become a Nida. The Hasan B'mei Nidasa Kaila, where then she's during the days of her Nida, that's when she could establish having a Ves Kavua, which we said you need three times to uproot it. Of a Tesvav L'Riyasa, but if it would be like the seemingly simple translation, it would be 15 days from when she had her last period, to say every 15 days she's getting a period, to be made Zivasakai, where then she's in the days of Ziva, because first 7 days of when there's a period is days of Nida, and the next 11 days is days of Ziva, so the day 15 would be during those 18 days, Lai Kava, then she wouldn't establish a set period, and therefore, as Abai said, Rav Yosef, this interpretation, this fourth interpretation of the Halach of our Mishnah, that what does it mean that Kalacha Dasayam Becheskes Tar, that she's not going to create a vest, in the name of Shmuel, you yourself told this to us on regards to a later Mishnah. Now, Amra Papa, he says, Amrit L'Shmaita Kamei Rav Yehudim Deskarta. He says, I said over this teaching, that was said in the name of Shmuel, in front of Yehudim Deskarta, but I asked him the following question. Okay, we know that this halach is being said, the mikvah lekava, that during the days of her ziva, even to let's say, have to require three times to uproot it, that we don't say if she saw her period even three times in a row during the days of ziva. Because even one time not seeing it would already uproot it. If she sat and she didn't check, we would consider her tar. We don't make a ves kavua during the days of ziva, because a woman's not expected to see that even if she saw three times in a row. So it's not going to establish a said period. But meichesh mahudin neichesh lo, what's the halacha to at least suspect regarding it? If let's say a woman was accustomed to be seeing every 15 days from period, not from mikvah, which that means to say she's seeing it during her days of ziva, do we at least have to be concerned not to have relations on the 15th day before she has the riyah, because she might go ahead and have a riyah? So we don't know. So before that, maybe on day 15, a woman should not be able to have relations, although we're not going to create a ves kavua. Again, like we said, to say that, oh, dayashaito, or to say we're for sure going to consider her tummy. No. But do we have to at least suspect it, because ultimately she did see it 3 days in a row. So ishtik v'loyim alav leimidi. So he was silent, and he didn't tell me anything. But on Rapapa, he says, let us see. He's going to try to bring a raya from the previous teaching that we said. The teaching was, chais lemud elias roya liyem tezval. If a woman was accustomed to be seeing every 15 days, that was her ves kavua. B'shins liyam chaf, and then she switched to day 20. So he said, if this was only first or second time, he said, zev ezer, and so now both of them are forbidden. The ves kavua, and also the ves she'en kavua, because that might be establishing a new vest, but we have to suspect for both. That's Ketin Tamid Bey. He says, Rav Papa, v'amr b'yudim eshmol, he told us, Leishan, we didn't learn this halacha, ela tezvav litfilasa. That's what he qualified. It doesn't mean that it's day 15, which we normally say means from the last period. Rather, it's day 15 from when she went to the mikvah, shen chav beis l'riyasa, which is actually 7 days later. You have to, after the period, she's needed for 7 days, and then she can go to the mikvah. So 15 plus 7 is really 22 days from the last time that she had a period. So therefore comes out, b'shin tzliyem chav zayin, so when we're changing from 15 to 20, really 15 means 22, and then instead of 20 means 27. And what did we learn in the halacha? That it said that she has to be cheshish for both 15 and 20, which means to say when she reaches day 22, she's been into have relations. Now, the understanding, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain, assumes that day 22 doesn't mean from the last time that she skipped two, rather 22 days from the day that she would have or should have seen and skipped it, 22 days from then, which is actually 17 days from the last time that she did have, because she postponed by 5 days, which that is 17 days from the last time she actually had a period, which is during the days of Ziva, as the Gemara explains. The Chihadri also Esther Betarti. So then when she subsequently sees day 22, when she comes to day 22, Kaimala B'teichi Mezivasa. So now, essentially, because she's already delayed 5 days, she's now still within the days of Ziva. And still Vikatani Zevazasur, and still we learned that both day 22 and 27, or that what we called before day 15 and 20, both of them are forbidden. So when she comes to day 22, from the calculation of the day that it was fit for her to have seen, but she skipped, and that 22 days from then is forbidden, well, that's in the day of Ziva of when she actually did see, as we explained. So says her papa, Amma de Chashinallah. Obviously, you see that although we don't make it into a Ves Kavua, but we are concerned, even though it was during the days of Ziva, that we consider that 15, which is during the days of Ziva, which we're calling it 22, that you have to be Chashish for it. Now the Gemara explains, as we were alluding to, Buksavra, papa, he holds as follows. Some type of a contrived combination. On the one hand, Esten Vitartin, he's saying this, that you have to be cheshish for day 22, again, what we're calling day 15 from Tefillah. Me Esten Vitartin Menina. You're counting from the 22. In other words, he's not counting 22 from the time that we had skipped 2, which was instead of seeing on day 22, she saw on day 27. Rather, he says the 22 you're going to count from the day that she normally used to see from. Now, from the fact that Rav Papa calls that it's coming out during the days of her Ziva, obviously, he holds that Nida Upischa, meaning the calculation of the Nida for knowing when the days of Nida and Ziva, that those days of Nida and Ziva are Me Esrin V'Zayin Meninan. That you actually count that from 27, from the day that she actually did end up seeing, which she had skipped to a later day. She saw 5 days later than she usually does. From that 27th until now is only 17 days. Because if it would be from the day when she used to see, which she had skipped, then you would be counting the days of Nida and Ziva. Then he wouldn't call that right now days of Ziva because it's already 22 days from then. So it's some type of a combined situation that he's describing. On the one hand, he's saying that this that we have to be chayish for day 22 is 22 from what it used to be 22, from meaning 15 from 15 that it used to be, which then he's counting that a problem about being during the days of Ziva because ultimately it's within the days of Ziva of 27 when she actually did end up seeing. So on the one hand, he's counting the starting of the calendar of Nida and Ziva from the last time she actually did see. But on the other hand, he's calculating regarding the woman as coming out from the days of 22 when you on her calendar to be Cheshire for 22 from when the day that she used to see, the day that she skipped. Now at that point, Amalei Rav Huna b'Rabbi Shulah Rav Papa, he says, wait, Mimai, from where do you see this idea that this that we're saying you have to be cheshish for 15 and 20, she always used to see 15, 15, 15, which we're calling 22, 22, 22. Now, you're saying now that she switched to 27, what we're calling 20, so you say you have to still be cheshish for day 22. You're saying we count that day 22 from the day that she always saw, which was always day 22, which therefore you're saying, oh, it's coming out there in the days of Ziva of the actual time when she actually did see, which was on day 27. And that says Rav Huna b'Rabbi Shulah, from where do you see that? Dilma, maybe this that we're saying that you have to be chayshish not only for 20, 27, which she switched to, but also for 22. Maybe you count that from the day that she actually did see, which therefore that's already completed days of Ziva, because you're already in day 22. Esrin v'tarte namim esrin v'zaymaninan. Not only like you're agreeing that the Pesach Nida, the starting of the calculations of the days of Nida and Ziva, that you count from day 27, but even the days of the Chashash, of the Haflago, or that you have to count from the last time of the gap of 22, that's also starting day 27. The Chihadri v'asa esrin v'tarte, when you reach to the first one of day 22, Kaimallah, then therefore those are going to be ready before days b'teichim in nidasa, in the days of when it's fit for it to be a nida. So therefore, you don't have a raya from this halacha because it's not b'mei ziva that would be in chayshir, it's b'mei nida. And says Rav Huna b'Yeshua, v'hachad ha-mestaber. It's actually logical to say, like I'm saying, that because we're concerned that maybe she's going to go back to see, as she was always saying, a gap of 22 days, and that's what we're making her forbidden, well, that would be from the last time that she saw you'd count 22 days. But to count 22 days from the calculation of when she used to see, that would not be able to make her forbidden because of this concern. Because even if she's going to go back to her original cycle of every 22 days, she's not going to see today, which is 17 days from the last time she got her period, which would be 22 days from when she used to. Because she was only accustomed to being seen 22 days from her last period. And if there's going to be 22 days from last period, that makes sense. But she's not going to go back to her old period to diminish the days of Tahara and to increase the day of when the period's going to be quicker than it usually does. It's going to be 17 days from last period. That doesn't make sense. Rather, all it's going to do is go back to the same cycle, but it's going to be from the last time she got a period. As he proves, he says, if you don't say like this, then haitar nagalta, take the following hen, a chicken, the ram yema v'kavsha yema, the ram yema v'kavsha yema, where the chicken lays an egg today, doesn't lay one tomorrow, lays one on day 3, doesn't on day 4, and so on and so forth, keeps on doing every other day. And then it's one day it changes its cycle, and v'kavsha trei yemi, for 2 days it doesn't give birth to an egg, on day 4 and day 5. Well, that's 2 days in a row. And then on day 6, it goes and lays another egg. Kihadra nokta, if it's going to go back to its old custom about laying an egg and stopping for an egg. Kedilakame nokta, is it going to go from here on that you're going to start counting? So, for example, let's say on day 7, it doesn't lay an egg because after day 6, it laid an egg. So it's going to lay an egg on day 8. Or is it going to go back according to the calculation of what it should have been had it never stopped and had it continued doing one day on, one day off, which is that it was supposed to really lay an egg on day 5 and not do on day 6, and to lay on 7 and not lay 8. So now also, even though she laid an egg on day 7 and day 6, so she's going to lay an egg on day 7 and day 6, correlating to the 2 days that she had stopped, where so that we could have that she should stop on day 8 as it should have been had it never interrupted. Says Rav Huna b'Yeshua, karchakalika menakta. Obviously, it's going to be as it is from here on. Chicken goes one day on, one day off. The chicken's not going to say, hey, wait, I was supposed to be, according to my calculations, one day on, one day off, that on this day I'm going to lay an egg. Although I didn't, I'm off. Okay, let me now lay for 2 days and then lay off 1 day. No, it's not going to do that. Here also, a woman, when she goes back to her, to this cycle that it always was, which is day 22, that's not going to go according to the calculation what it was originally, what it should have been. Rather, day 22 from the last time that she saw, which was day 27. So therefore, yeah, that makes sense that day is going to be forbidden because it's during the days of her need and not during the days of her ziva, but there's no raya to her papa. But Amar her papa, he tries to bring a different raya. He says, okay, Elohadam Rish Lakish, take the following halacha Rish Lakish. He says, Isha Kavas Lavas, a woman could set a period, B'teichimei Zivasa, during the days of her ziva. First, I'll explain exactly the parameter of this halacha, but actually during the days of her ziva. And this is the primary one that the Gemara is bringing it in for. A woman does not set her period during the days of her nida, which the Gemara is going to explain what's this case talking about. Essentially, seemingly that is the regular period that a woman has, which is during the days of her nida, during the times of the menstruation period, which is after 18 days of last period. Now any day, we're expecting her to have a period. But that's what he says. A woman does not set a period. Rabbi Yechonam, he says, no, Isha Kaves Laves B'teichimei Nidasa. A woman could actually establish a period, which, and this is what we're going to explain, and this is the one could understand the Machlekes Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechonam, says, no, even when she's a Nida, as the Gemara is going to explain, and now we understand Rish Lakish, oh, she's a Nida, what's called Mayim Pesuach, it's open, so then a woman's not going to become you can't establish a period then, of course she's having Dama, it doesn't mean it's going to come today, it's from an open fountain, it's because it started already before. Rabbi Yechonam says, no, a woman could set a period in the days of a Nida. Says the Gemara, Hechadama, what's the case talking about? How could a woman establish a period during the days of a Nida? Says the Gemara, Lav, Kugoyin, the Chazai, Reish Yarcha, the Chamish Yarcha. Isn't it talking about like this? She has dam on Rish Chodesh, the first day of the month, and then the fifth of the month. Again, the next month also. First of the month and the fifth of the month. Now the third time around, Chazoy b'chamisha b'yarcha. She sees dam on the fifth day of the month, which that's three times in a row, seeing on the fifth of the month. As we said, there's two types of general vestas that a woman could make, which are haflogis, which is the cycle of the distance of the days, or like we're talking about on the what's called Yom L'Chodesh, and day of the month. Now she sees on the fifth of the month, which is three in a row, which generally creates a chazaka, creates a vest. And she didn't see the third time also on Rish Chodesh. V'kamar isha kaves levest. Ah, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. So okay, the woman could go ahead and establish a period on the fifth of the month, but toichimei nidusa, during the days of her nida. Meaning, Rish Lakish, who disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan, says that no, that's not creating a vest, because the first two times which she saw on the fifth of the month, that was literally during the days of her nida, because she was already in nida, which is for 7 days from Rish Chodesh. Now the third time is also a nida according to the calculation of what it is expected to be, which we're expecting her to see now again on Rish Chodesh. From the fact that he calls the third time, and that's why he's disagreeing with Rabbi Yochanan, Teichimei Nudasa, Alma Mirish Yarchiminin, obviously that we do count from Rish Chodesh, meaning according to the calculation of what we're expecting it to be. So we see that what we were expecting it to be this third time would be during the Harnida, which already started Rish Chodesh. So you see, he says, Republic, you go according to what was fit to be, and therefore it establishes the fact that he said before. You go what was fit to be 22 days from then, which would actually make it now day 17 from the last period, and still we see we're going to be Chayshish. On that, Amalei said to him, Loi, no, it's not a Raya. This is not the case as you're describing it. Hachem Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was saying the following halacha. First time she saw was in Rish Chodesh. Next month again she saw only Rish Chodesh. But the second time, after she saw her second time Rish Chodesh, the Esen v'chamisha b'yarcha, a third time she saw, was on the 25th of that month, and then B'resh Yarcha, and then again the third time on the third Rish Chodesh. Which this last time seeing is the third time seeing Rish Chodesh, which generally should make a vest. But that's literally during the days of her nida, because she's already nida from 5 days before on the 25th of the previous month. So that's why they're calling it Toichimei Nidasa, because she's a nida. So then why is Rabbi Yechon hold that that could be kaveya, a vest for a shchedish? What I mean, isn't it already an open talent like we said, and there everyone should agree that it shouldn't be able to create a vest? That's because we say that this third re'iyah of a shchedish was the re'iyah of her vest. In Rish Lakish, we understand why he holds you can't. But now we're trying to understand Rabbi Yechanan, is that no, today is Rish Chodesh, is the day of her vest. Oh, this that she went and she saw on the 25th of the month, 5 days before, that's the Amrinan, Damim Yiserihu D'Taisviba. That we say that there's just a surplus of blood, so it came out earlier. But since we already saw the first two times Rish Chodesh, now we're seeing again the third time Rish Chodesh, therefore we say that she could establish a vest of Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rish Lakish not. But again, there's no riot from here that you see anything like the case that Rapapa described it to, he thought it to be, that you would see you go according to the Yimei HaRoi, you don't go according to that. Emachin Kiyasa Ravan, so to when Ravan came, B'chon Nechuziyama, all those who came down, Amru, they said that this teaching of Rabbi Yechanan, they explained it, Karev Hun and Radio Yeshua, like we explained it, not like the way Rapapa attempted it to be. And therefore, again, there's no riot to Rapapa regarding the question that we had asked regarding, although we know you cannot be Kaveya Vest during the, as the Halacha Shmo was, during the days of her Ziva. Question was, could you be Ayu Cheshish for it? Rapapa attempted to bring a riot, but those proofs were refuted. Hadnulach b'nei skutim, shall return to the fourth parak of Masechet Neida, parak b'nei skutim, which spoke about primarily like the opening Mishnah of b'nei skutim and other types of women like tzedukim, and also regarding the laws of Leida, of childbirth, as it relates to the Tumah of Leida and as it relates to the Tumah of Neida and of Zavah.